We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Have they decided what they do once this tournament's over yet with the MLS? Is that have they come to? They got any kind of whispers out there?
Yeah, there's whispers. There's whispers out there.
Careless ones or regular ones?
Regular ones, yeah. Of resuming games.
I'm never gonna dance again.
What?
But yes, their plan is still to resume.
Is that not careless whisper?
Resume games. Huh? Possibly. I think I saw like an 18 game schedule. I think is what. What's been kind of going around?
Ball being played in Kansas City. They're going to move the bubble here.
No, they're not moving the bubble. No bubble. It'd be travel.
Are they going to allow them to charter yet?
That I don't know.
You know I'm not a fool.
I know, like, fans may not care about that, and that may be a mundane point, but I think it's a very, very, very valid question right now. If you're going to resume Major League Soccer, are you going to have private charter jets for the teams?
Was that Wham or was that George Michael?
George Michael. I think that's very important because if you're trying to keep down, obviously, the COVID virus and the contamination, sending your soccer teams, you know, on a Southwest flight with everybody else, you're putting them in harm's way.
And all the precautions they take, we mentioned the Chiefs, Sporting took a bunch of these ahead of time just to get back on the practice field, right? And they kind of had to amp up. And then to play in this tournament, they had to amp up. So they have – the league has shown that they are – making sure they follow their P's and Q's.
How did they all get to Miami? Did they take private planes down there?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ask that question.
Because I know that they've been a vote of contention for a lot of people with Sporting over the years. Because they've been ready to have their own private jets for years. Right?
I have to think they would at this point in time. If not for just this season.
Just this season.
Just a whole caravan of church buses.
White vans.
And then they got a fan boat somewhere around Louisiana scooted across the Everglades.
I like that.
So I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that, but I would think so. But anyway, it's Sporting in action tonight at 7. Win or go home. So they want to keep their tournament going. The ACC made some news yesterday. So the ACC comes out with their football conference schedule, and they're going to play 10 conference games plus a non-conference. Some stipulations on the non-conference ones as well, that they have to play basically regional opponents and close to home states and what have you. Mm-hmm. They don't want them traveling a lot. And then they're going to play a conference schedule. They also did reel in Notre Dame.
Did they con Notre Dame?
At least for a year. Now, Notre Dame playing as an independent. Plays an independent schedule. So right when all the leagues decided, well, we just may bunker in and just play as our own this year, you know, Notre Dame went, uh-oh.
Oh, we're screwed.
So they've had an affiliation with the ACC and other sports, obviously. They do have, I think their original schedule had like 5 ACC teams on it anyway this year.
Yeah.
So they're playing a lot of games against the conference anyway. But the fact that they got Notre Dame can play for the ACC title this year. This is the closest we've seen to Notre Dame finally joining a football conference, and they're going in and sharing their money.
Oh, they are.
They're sharing their revenues. They're splitting the revenues all equally.
I mean, Notre Dame didn't have a leg to stand on through any of this.
And I saw some reports yesterday that Notre Dame's actually going to make more money out of this too, which probably for a while was not the case, but they could make actually more money. But this is the closest we've seen to someone actually reeling in Notre Dame in football.
Well,
they can play for the ACC title this year.
They don't have any other choice, though, Josh. I mean, I think right now, if you're Notre Dame and you're that independent and other schools are saying, well, we're not playing you this year because we're not playing independents this year. We're just playing a conference schedule. Notre Dame's standing out there going, uh-oh, they're SOL, right? And so they have to find a way to get on a schedule of somebody, so you have to faux join a conference. Like, I hope the ACC doesn't believe that, like, Notre Dame's fully joining them in football now. Like, Notre Dame is absolutely 100%, just using the ACC this year for the opportunity to play
football. Yes, they are. It's a one-year thing. Yeah,
so they didn't really want to go to the prom with them. They just didn't have a date.
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean,
they're going to go this year.
And they what is that, the ACC over there? Fine,
they're going this year, but that's
how
it.
How you doing, ACC?
Yeah, how you looking good over there? What so do
they
you
got
think?
Them, they got them for a year. They got it for a year. That's how weird 2020 is, that Notre Dame could play for a conference title this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to get the ACC a corsage?
Yeah, are they going to just have that one championship trophy and people are going to be looking at the thing years later and going, why do you have an ACC championship football
that
trophy?
One year we won it.
Well, why doesn't it have a cummerbund around it?
They're hoping. They're hoping anyway. Hopefully they don't. It'll teach them a little lesson. So now the trickle down. They were the first ones that got to put out their schedule, right? Mm-hmm. They have a schedule that's out. Everyone else has kind of tentative schedules still yet. The Big 12, impacted by this as well.
Sure.
By the ACC thing. Kansas was supposed to play Boston College in the return game from last year. That game now can't happen because ACC teams are only allowing their teams to play at home in their home state.
Right.
So Kansas looks like going to have to find yet another opponent. But also the Big 12.
Do they really want to do that though? I mean, is it better just to have a blank than a loss?
The Big 12, they beat them last year on the road. The Big 12 is having their media day on Monday. Okay.
Okay, great.
Doing it virtually, going to prepare for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
My question, Bob, is why?
Then why what? Bob, prepare for the upcoming season?
That's the same question my kid asked me about 7,000 times a
Bob
day.
Bob Bowlesby had said that, you know, they're going to meet on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
slow your roll here for a second. You got your dates wrong.
No, I don't.
The Big 12 is going to meet Sunday night, so when they go to Media Day on Monday.
No, they're
having Media Day on Monday with all their coaches and players.
Right. No players this year, just coaches. Just coaches, yeah.
And then after Media Day's done, all the coaches have to speak about what they think is going to happen, then the Big 12 is going to meet and come together for a plan?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's asinine.
I don't know, plausible deniability, I guess.
You don't have to answer the question. Let's put all the Big 12 coaches out there. Front of the media and have them answer,
everybody's time.
Answer a bunch of questions that they don't have answers for. How about deciding what you're going to do and then talk? Wouldn't that be prudent?
Well, why would you put your coaches in that situation? Because you know what the questions are going to be. You playing this year? Hey, coach, do you think you're going to have a season?
What do you think the season's going to look like?
Do you like the barbecue in Kansas City or Texas better?
I feel like there's just a twinge of Rooney in that.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder why the Big 12 is rolling out its coaches on Monday morning to talk to the media and then deciding on what they're going to do with their season Monday night?
That never disappoints me.
Seriously, how stupid is that? Like, that's just dopey. It really is. It's like, all right, let's have all our coaches address the media from 9 to noon. And then at noon, let's go and meet and decide what we're going to do on the season. So all that stuff, they just and you're wasting your coaches' time, too. You're not only wasting the media time, you're wasting these coaches' time that can be cleaning the locker room with Lysol. You're wasting the time of your head football coaches only to come up with a plan after they've already talked to the media, so then they got to do this all over again the following day when everybody wants to get a quote.
If you don't dress up as Andy Rooney for Halloween, you're doing it wrong.
I guess, yeah. I don't know how I would
do that. Just answer the door, give kids candy.
And we wonder why the Big 12 has just kind of spun in a circle, right?
Do you ever
notice
why you have cavities after Halloween?
Do you ever notice why you may be a little obese? That's your third Snickers.
None of the kids would get it at all.
No, not at all. Like, Andy, what's this old?
I don't understand that reference, sir. Give me the candy.
Why is there an old man at the door complaining about diabetes? Do you ever wonder why that guy really, you know, just doesn't have any friends and he stands there handing out candy complaining about diabetes all day?
And they always say trick or treat, but all they want's the treat.
That's actually a pretty good one. That probably was an actual Andy Rooney episode.
But seriously, what was the Big 12 thinking?
How can we keep doing the Rooney voice? You can talk about the Big 12.
How can we possibly waste the most people's time possible? I've got it. Let's have Media Day on Monday morning, make all of our coaches talk, and then meet after Media Day and decide what we're doing about the future. And then let's do it again on Tuesday.
I'm just really good with waiting till you have something to say.
Absolutely.
Wait until you—that's
an easy thing to get behind.
Wait until you have a plan.
I mean, these college coaches, man, and college administrators, not the coaches, I should say, but these college administrators and commissioners and people, like, they just talk and they've got nothing. They got no plan.
Don't do anything until you have a plan. Don't say anything until you have a plan. Until you have
convened, do you ever wonder how these guys get these high-paying jobs that seem so incompetent at what they do?
And if you don't have a plan right now, I get it. That's cool. I understand.
Just say it.
Just don't.
Hey, we got nothing.
Don't say anything.
I wish people could see your mannerisms.
We'll get back to you when we figure things out. What do you have
coming up? The lack of
hot
faith.
Pockets.
The lack of faith is disappointing. Next.
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Also, as part of the video we talked about earlier in the show that you can watch via the Chiefs on their YouTube channel that shows you everything they've done to set up Arrowhead for training camp. You'll also notice there's a lot of run it back.
That was the other thing I noticed too,
all over the stadium, yeah. which is pretty awesome, right? So you can see that, and certainly that is the big focus once we get past the health and safety is the repeat, right? For the Chiefs moving forward and the possibility of going on some type of long run. Could get them in the conversation with, or the realm of what we saw, hopefully with the Patriots. Mark Dominic,
all the opt-outs?
Not all the opt-outs. Mark Dominic, former NFL GM, via Stadium.
Doesn't he live in Kansas City, or he's from Kansas City?
He's from
City,
Kansas
right?
City. Yes.
Used to be a scout with the Chiefs.
Should the Chiefs be guaranteeing all these rings?
It's a little bolted board material. It's a little narrow-minded thinking because having won the World Championship in 2002, we're like, oh yeah, we're gonna win like three or four of these. We're gonna be
Brad
great.
Johnson, dude.
Never happened again, right? I mean, in Kansas City, yeah, they've got Patrick Mahomes. That gives them every chance to be in the hunt. But it doesn't mean that they're going to finish the race. I mean, you got to think about little things that can happen to this organization, little injuries or little nagging things. I mean, some of the greatest quarterbacks we've seen, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, John Elway, can add them all up, and that's not seven rings. So it's highly unlikely, great for whatever they want to sit there and say, but not what I want to hear. I want to talk about 2020 and just trying to get through this season to get to that dance.
Oh. GM speak over there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put it in reality terms, fine.
Right.
We don't want to live in reality terms, Mark.
But I don't think it's reality terms. Again, and I'll continue to say this till I'm blue in the face, having Patrick Mahomes changes the dynamic of everything we've seen in the past. The Tampa Bay Bucs did not run it back because Brad Johnson was their quarterback. They were not led by God's creation named Patrick Mahomes.
They also had a historically great defense, though. But
yeah, but still, I mean, you had Brad Johnson as your quarterback. And when you have Brad Johnson as your quarterback, you're lucky to get one and should be proud that you have one.
Any team should be lucky to get one. Winning a Super Bowl's hard.
Very hard to do. But again, when you have Patrick Mahomes, I understand history and I get it and I love history. Hell, I do a history podcast. You can check it out on the 435 Podcast Network. Myself and Diane Houston this month talking about, you know, statues and whatnot around Kansas City. So I think ultimately, history is important. It is vital. It is imperative we study history so we don't repeat the same mistakes that we've made in the past. But also, sometimes you can look at history and go, yeah, that really doesn't apply because we have this X factor known as the best quarterback, fourth best player in the NFL, allegedly, that we've ever seen. He's named Patrick Mahomes, Royals owner.
Fourth-ranked player in the NFL.
I think his point's valid, though. Like, think back to Aaron Rodgers and his first Super Bowl. Now, you didn't have the...
You're speaking to the wrong guy about Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but that's...
I'm not a fan.
I'm getting to the point on that, Bob. At that point in his career, no one considered him a malcontent to the organization. Nobody considered him, somebody that was, you know, having rifts between his coach and the players there. Like, nobody considered him to be that guy. He was considered the guy who sat sat patiently behind a future Hall of Famer until he got his shot. Like, he was very well thought of at that point. And at that height of his of when he won that Super Bowl, like right after that, yeah, Packers Nation or whatever the hell they call themselves.
Cheese Nation.
Sure. Like, whatever it is, they were feeling very similar to where we're at right now, where a lot of people are. We're going to win 19,000 rings.
They're full of beard Seattle. Sausage up there.
Seattle.
Seattle should have had two, though. Seattle should have absolutely 100% had
two. I guess I just, day in and day out, I have to sit here and listen to you tell me about how we have something that the NFL has never seen.
That's right, we do.
And I will tell you that you're wrong. The NFL has absolutely seen stuff like this
they've
before.
Never seen the highest paid player own a professional baseball team before.
Jordan Palmer, also on Stadium, says he's good with Tyreek saying seven rings.
The guys that were superstars, not necessarily divas, they could be a diva or they could just be a superstar, but self-promoter, those types of players, again, Chad Ochocinco, T.O., there's two perfect ones that I played with. Those types of players, typically, the more they talk, the more they feel they have to back up. And so if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I don't mind my superstar receivers talking trash about all the things that they're going to do, because usually that puts the pressure on them to feel like they have to back it up through practice, through work, and through making plays on game day. So if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm fine with Tyreek saying that.
There you go.
I never thought of it in that perspective, like, right?
Yeah, he's put it out there, not you. He's put it out there. Now he's got to feel pressure to live up to it.
I got to be honest. When he started talking, I thought, oh, he's going to rip these guys. He's going to say, these guys went out there and talked a big game and really didn't do much. And then he went out there and went, these guys that talk a big game, like, actually work harder to prove themselves right. And I'm like, wow, I never viewed it from that perspective before. I love that perspective from Jordan Palmer. I think it's something unique and something that only if you play the game, you have an experience with. And I thought that was pretty cool to hear that. So now Tyreek Hill talking out there about winning seven championships, that just means he's going to work harder. If you've seen some of the offseason videos and things that he'd been able to do, the only person who's able to beat him is that high school kid.
Also means that Tyreek Hill's at least looking forward to the next contract he gets to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's only under contract until 2023.
That's
if
right.
They won every single one, you would only get to four. So
that's right. So he's going
to
be
sounds
here,
like Tyreek's yeah. just going to take the team friendly discount to win seven because you already said you were going to do that.
So you keep are you keeping that?
I'm just going to hold you to your word.
Going to hold that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just still don't know if you're left or right handed. You keep really throwing me for a loop.
What's
on that,
it matter?
Tyreek. I because I want to get to the bottom of it. It's just bothering me now at this point.
If he's right or left handed,
it's I don't have the time to catch the people up on this. It's been bugging me for like 2 years now. I don't think he knows his left from his right. There, I said it.
This also goes to the Patriots again ruining the bar, right? Setting the bar because a number of years ago you had said this is be happy with one and shut up,
mm-hmm,
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see that it can be done multiple times in different ways, and you have a quarterback who is in that superstar realm. That puts you in the mix, legitimately puts you in the mix each and every year.
Right.
So I don't think it's unfair to have those expectations now. It's different for us. It's terribly different for us. I don't even find it necessarily, overtly arrogant.
Right. I don't either.
It's just the realm that we've now been thrust into.
Yep.
That this is going to be a team that should be a legitimate contender. And I think somebody pointed out, like in the realm of Peyton Manning, like your quarterback's a MVP candidate every year.
Every year.
I wish we'd gotten to know him more in Kansas City because I really like him. Next.
Sesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We didn't really know him when he was in Kansas City.
No, I never really heard of him.
Kind of
really,
was a behind-the-scenes guy. But when he left, there was a wow. He was gonna be missed. Remember?
That's right.
He was gonna be missed. I'm not saying he wasn't, but Chris Ballard is the hopping into it quick. Ballard is the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. Came from the Chiefs as an assistant at that point in time. But every time. every time he speaks, I have an air of confidence about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he's done a really good job. Next to Brett Veach, he's the best general manager in football.
Yeah, I think he's done a fantastic job.
His drafting's been outstanding. I still think getting Phillip Rivers as their quarterback is one of the shrewdest moves of the offseason and maybe the best quarterback move of the offseason, in my opinion. I think they've done a nice job in Indy.
I think they have a coach GM in place.
Yeah.
That can have some success. He says every team will have positive tests.
No question.
Right? Moving forward. So it's, again, how? How are you going to deal with it?
Are there going to be times when things happen? Absolutely. I mean, this is a contagious disease. So there's going to be circumstances that on certain Sundays where you're going to be missing some guys, but we just move forward and we do everything we can to mitigate the risk and keep everybody safe.
Ooh, I don't want to get the Sunday. You know, those
things. No, but he's right. You will. And especially right now when everybody's coming into camp, people have been out doing their thing for the last couple of months. You're going to see positive tests. I don't think as a sports fan, you need to react at all to the positive tests right now. Now, if we start seeing these positive tests and they're not going away and they're increasing as guys get into the facility, different story. But as of right now, I think you're just going to see positive tests because, well, you've been living, you know, the last couple of months.
And then he's been a very strong advocate of everybody being smart.
Yeah.
which I really like.
You know, there's some just simple basic things that we can do. And one is wearing a mask. I don't understand why that is such a controversy in our country right now. Put a damn mask on. Why is that so hard? It's not about you. It's about everybody else.
I really like him.
I do too.
Just put it on.
And he's right. It's not about you. You're wearing a mask to protect me and to protect my kids and to protect his kids.
I'd buy a Chris Ballard put on a damn mask shirt. Right.
And if there's anything Bob's been trying to preach for years, it's think more about him.
That's right. Perfect. I agree. I walk out of the studio every single time to the bathroom, put my mask on. I'm wearing my mask because it helps you as well. I mean, I'm with Chris Ballard. Like, why is this a controversy again?
I don't.
Can anybody tell me why? Why? Oh,
everything
wearing a mask gives you an opportunity to protect yourself and others from a virus. Wear a mask. No! What?
I want a Chris Ballard put on your damn mask shirt.
I do too.
This Labatt's making this work out, though.
Yes, it is time for Beers of the Boys. Ryan started early, powered by Standard Beverage, and Labatt with us today. Doug Smith joining us on the line this morning. Doug, yes, our producer Ryan, as you probably heard in the background, he'd cracked in a little bit sooner. Doug, what'd you drop off for us today?
Yeah, we got some Labatt Blue and some Labatt Blue Light direct from Canada to Kansas, right to your studio. So hopefully you're enjoying that this morning. I know it's a little early in Central Time, but it's always good for a cold blue.
No, it is. I mean, it's a Thursday at 9:30. We look forward to this every week, and I've been looking forward to this because I like Labatt a lot. I mean, it is really just a good, clean, crisp-tasting beer that, you know, every time you have it, you're like, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I expected. And you know, it's the summertime, and I think it's a great summertime beer as well.
Yeah, it's perfect for the summer. You know, we say a lot of times it's poundable, which is one of the best attributes for a beer. But, it goes down good in the summer. But it goes down good with sports, as you guys know. And,
yep.
Look forward to talking about it with you guys.
Well, and you mentioned looking forward to talking about it when it goes good with sports. And, like, today's the day. Like, everything is going on today. We went from 0 to 100 almost overnight with sports, whether it's hockey or basketball or baseball, and football's getting underway. Man, what's the best way to enjoy a Labatt while watching one of these games today?
Well, let's talk about sports. See, I'm here in Buffalo, New York, right? You know, we have a lot in common with Kansas City over the years, for sure. And we just got awarded the Blue Jays to play here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
We didn't play in Canada or anywhere else. So, you know, we have the Blue Jays, who were, you know, once owned by Labatt Blue, changed to Rogers Communication, but we were the sponsor. And, you know, anytime you're watching baseball, I think a cold Labatt Blue goes perfect. And then certainly with tailgating is the get into football season. Hopefully we get into season, right?
That's exactly right. And
the good news is that even though, like, baseball can't be held in Canada, we can still get the beer.
That's right.
So which is an added benefit.
Yeah, how's that been like trying to get like booze across the border and whatnot with the COVID virus?
So, you know, from New York, right? We kind of struggled in the beginning, as you guys know. And the border's still closed to any traffic except for commercial traffic. So, you know, thank goodness that we're an essential business, beer and certainly radio. So we continue to operate. We continue to get the Labatt blue light from across the border. But it's still pretty scary up here, as you can imagine, with the COVID virus.
You know, you also have sent us some Labatt Blue Light Lime, and I'm drinking that right now, and I really, really, really enjoy it because, you know what, the lime is not overpowering in this. I've had other beers flavored with lime or whatever, and you get like, boo, wow, you really taste that lime flavor. But I
John
think,
Madden that?
Yeah, I did, but
you
I
want
think,
beer with lime, not lime with beer.
All that's exactly
that lime's
right.
Like, what?
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like, and I'm drinking this one. I'm like, all right, that's a subtle lime in the background. I really like that one. Was that what you guys were kind of going for with this one?
Yeah, you know, that was, it's my go-to for the summer for sure. Start out with a couple of those and then go to probably blue light. But we really use a natural lime flavor, which is important. So there's synthetic lime flavors. We use a natural lime flavor, and you know, it's just the right hint of lime, so it's not overpowering, but it's a really, you know, good tasting product, especially for the summer.
So what else do you guys have on the market out here besides the light, besides the blue, besides the lime? Are you coming out with anything different, anything unique, because you've had time now sitting around with COVID to maybe plan on something crazy that you guys want to do?
Yeah, well, you know, we're kind of a fast follower. We just came out with a little blue light seltzer, right?
So,
you know, so, you know, you had some of the big guys come out with seltzers, and you know, we came out with a Labatt blue light seltzer and some great flavors like black cherry lime and, you know, blood orange and some really, you know, cool flavors. So that's kind of our new summertime drink. And, you know, we're always innovating, you know, in the beer space, as you guys can imagine. You know, everything needs to be new, right? So, but, you know, during COVID, a lot of the old favorites still are getting pulled off the shelf. So that's good for us.
How long has the blue been around?
It's interesting because, you know, go back with my background. I've been selling blue for, you know, 30 plus years. I was actually a truck driver, and then I went into route sales, and then I wasn't good at that. So I went into the supply side with a brewery, and, you know, I became vice president of sales for Labatt for the U.S. for, you know, the past many years. So, you know, listen, Labatt Blue has been around for about, you know, 50 years. It was Labatt Pilsner before then, and, you know, they changed it to Labatt Blue. It was the color of the label, and it was actually for the Blue Bombers in Canada, so that's kind of how it was named.
I just thought it was maybe one of the Great Lakes, and you have, like, blue, clear water up there in Canada, where here in the United States, most of our water is brown, you know? So I thought maybe it was, like, some kind of, you would do something better than us up there in Canada. But it's become kind of a very well-known brand in the United States. I know a lot of people that drink it, a lot of people that love it. And how big has it become here in Kansas City?
You know, with Standard Distributing, a great distributor that's really done a great job for us. And, you know, it's growing, right? We get a couple of the bars, the sports bars, and they're, you know, promoting Labatt Blue. And, you know, we know that the bars have kind of taken a hit with the kind of the shutdowns, the lockdowns. But, you know, we've had some really good partnerships with Standard, some of the on-premise accounts, to use Labatt as their featured beer during sports, especially hockey. Now, I know hockey's not so big in Kansas, but a friend of mine was drafted by a Kansas hockey team, the Kansas City Scouts, I think, back in 1974.
Wow.
Interesting that Kansas City had a professional hockey team back in the day.
Yeah, so, that they're now the New Jersey Devils. And so that's, I mean, you're really dating yourself back there. I think the Scouts were only around for like 2 years or whatever it was here in Kansas City before they moved to Colorado and then became the Devils soon after that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Like, the Scouts are one of those teams that I don't think we talk enough about because they weren't here all that long. And I'd love to have another professional hockey team back in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Mid-America deserves some more hockey. You know, you got certainly Chicago Blackhawks just north of you. But, you know, when you have this, if you have to look up this guy's name, is Will Pema. He's a friend of mine. He was one tough guy. And he was drafted by them, and then he moved on, played for Toronto and Quebec and a number of other teams. Ended his career kind of in Buffalo. So but that was an interesting thing when I was going to talk sports in Kansas City. And, you know, I thought about Wilfie Pema.
Well, I'm wearing my Expos hat. Are they close to getting baseball back in Montreal? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's a wish. And, you know, let's see what happens in Major League Baseball. But I think they'd love to get it back. I mean, you had some great players, you know, that played there, Andre Dawson and Carter and catching, so Gary Carter. So, you know, they have a great history up there with baseball. And, you know, maybe, you know, if they can't play in Quebec, maybe it's in Albany, New York, you know, just south of there. So who knows? But, you know, listen, Kansas City's got some great sports themselves. Congratulations on the Super Bowl. You know, a couple Bills were, ex-Bills were there, Sammy Watkins and Shady McCoy, but, you know, certainly great coach and great quarterback. You guys should be very proud.
No doubt. Congratulations on the Wings in Buffalo. I hear they're good.
The Wings are. It was National Chicken Day yesterday, so, yeah, we celebrated that.
Is that a national holiday in Buffalo? Do you guys, like, shut down when that day happens?
Well, we shut down for other reasons, but yes, we did shut down particularly yesterday for sure. But yeah, no pun intended there. But yeah, so chicken wings are kind of our favorite. And listen, go good with football. We're hoping football gets going. You know, you got a great quarterback, signed a big deal. He just bought a baseball team. So I think good things are in the works here, right?
No doubt. Labatt Blue. Chicken wings and sports, man. Doesn't
not bad.
Get much
not
better
bad.
Than that.
Doug, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, you guys. Thank you. Stay safe. And, you know, great show and appreciate the time.
Doug Smith from Labatt and brought us some Labatt Blue, some Labatt Blue Light, and the Labatt Blue Light Lime,
mm-hmm.
all available in the Metro.
I don't know it's how I've made it 38 years of my life without trying a Labatt.
You never had
really?
One before?
It's first time.
Really?
It's pretty good. I could see this definitely being a good lake beer. Do they sell it in cans?
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
I don't take the bottles of the lake. They sink.
So do you after too many.
I had this for the first time in college in East Lansing, Michigan, which is pretty much Canada.
Canada, yeah.
So I felt like that was I was having a at the time a native beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's a really good beer.
It's
I
good
like it
to know
lot.
Too that we can get it across the border like no problem. Like
I'm just glad to not be drinking seltzer
we
this
can't,
week.
We can't have teams, you know, travel down from Canada
right,
or state
but we
Canada.
Can get beer.
They're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we just put it on a boat. It's fine. It's just ship beer across the border." Okay, cool.
There you
it's
go.
Good to know that that's still open. We can still get Canadian beer in America right now.
How are
now.
We getting the
awesome.
Blue Jays in the United States? Are they coming
Bob
through
and
with
Doug
the beer?
McKenzie sneaking them into the back of a van.
There you go. It is Beers with the Boys, powered by Standard Beverage and Labatt with us in today. He's number four, and he's going to be missing now. He's number one next.
Can't drink and drive at the same time, Hoser.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
It's a valid question.
So our exhaustive crack research team went to work during the break, apparently, huh?
Clearly on crack. What?
Our,
oh, were you talking about Wilf?
I got a text from a buddy of mine, Tony, and he sent in the
Doug Smith
text.
From Labatt.
He said Wilf Pamient was the scout's first overall pick.
Said he has a friend who was drafted by the scouts. So you were doing some exhaustive research.
I
what
was
have
not.
You found out about Wilf?
Wilf Blitzer of CNN?
Other than the fact that his name's a Wilf. Not really. I don't know why. That's doing it for me right now.
This is CNN.
He was the first selection ever for the Kansas City Scouts.
Nice. Two overall pick. Second overall pick.
That's correct.
Second overall how many pick. Years did you say?
19 years.
19? I thought you said 17 earlier.
17, 19? I don't know. I don't want to have to count this again. 1974 through 87.
Wow. That's a good run in the NHL, man, or any sports league, or anything in life. That's a good run, man. Congratulations to Will.
Had stops in KC, also in Colorado, Toronto, Quebec.
Got them all.
New York Rangers.
Checked all the boxes.
Played for the Sabres, and also played for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, cool.
Are, right?
Awesome.
I'm going to say the Flyers.
So he almost
wrong.
Played for Kansas City again.
Almost
Full
played for Kansas City again.
I don't know a lot about hockey. Yeah. I'll go to a game with you.
NHL games in person I still think are awesome, man.
The speed is so insane. Like
it's
I had
so
never
good.
Been to an NHL game until a couple of years ago. Like I'd been to like Blades games and things
right.
like that.
But you go to an NHL game, like go over to St. Louis, watch a Blues game. It's awesome.
Insane fast how they're moving.
I really do wish we had an NHL team game here in Kansas City, because it's just a different experience from a sporting event. You're right, it is a fast, and I'm not talking like just fast on the ice, like it's a fast event. The periods go fast and whatnot. There's so much action that happens, you know, in these games. The sound of the horn is often, I really do. I love hockey games. I love NHL games, and I wish we had a franchise.
Would hockey horn go on your Mount Rushmore of sports sounds?
Oh, that's a good Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, the hockey horn's pretty good.
Crack of the bat, hockey horn.
I like slap of the glove better than crack of the bat.
You do?
Am I alone in that?
Yeah, because it's not as loud.
Something cool.
A good swoosh is a good sound, too.
Oh, yeah, basketball. Good swoosh, yeah.
I really love the metal cleats on concrete.
That's a good one. Click-clack is really good. The sound of a whistle and the hum of a tractor at spring training is probably my favorite one.
The hum of a tractor?
Yeah, when we're talking to Vernon, you hear the birds and the tractor in the background.
And maybe somebody hitting the cage.
Yeah.
What about Justin Houston hitting that sled at training camp?
I don't like the sound of the sled because it reminds me of just 2 days in high school that were just brutal, you know, constantly hitting the sled. So I'll never like the sound of the sled. Hmm. I do like the sound of the scissor lift going up and down in the middle of interviews, too.
That's good. Beep, 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 someone wants to know what the W stands for. And WILF, I guess. Wife,
W.
Maybe? Yeah, instead of like MILF.
Oh.
Be WILF.
WILF, yeah.
Wife, maybe?
I don't know.
Can't answer every question. We try.
We can't get to the bottom of everything.
We can't try to BS through every answer. But we'll certainly try.
Mm-hmm. What sport noises am I missing? I mean, I'm a combat sports fan. I like the sound of somebody getting punched, like boxers punching.
That is a good sound. The flesh on flesh.
Well, yeah. or just flesh on flesh slapping.
Yeah.
Just hitting the bag.
Yeah, hitting the bag's a good one. Yeah. That's not a bad sound.
The speed bag sounds fun to me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that it's on my route. Like, maybe, like, you know, slamming of weights could be on there for
golf
me a little
ball
bit.
Hitting the bottom of a cup.
That's a good sound.
Doing for anybody. Yeah.
Or the swoosh of a golf club, too, when you hear when they tee off.
You're the man.
Get in the hole! Yeah. That guy yelling, that's not up there, though.
Do they still do that at golf events right now?
No, they
play
no fans.
the Unaman or something.
No, they haven't.
Oh, the basketball shoe squeak is good.
That's a good one too. Yeah,
the hockey horn's up there for me.
Hockey horn definitely is. Yeah, but a goal scores. Yeah, that's a good one.
I can't say that on air. Stop thinking things, brain.
Yeah, can't read that one.
Is there a football sound that you like?
I mean. I guess the tackle sounds always fun. Like hearing somebody just get lit up, like pads on pads, the crack of that.
No, I mean, for me, the football sound is the NFL films and soundtracks, you know?
Someone saying curling brushes on ice.
When the Swiffer's on the ice?
What? I've never noticed that.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't make a sound.
Of curling? Curling, right?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Someone's saying the double doink. That was good.
Patrick Mahomes was somehow number 4 on the NFL's 100 list, deeming it invalid. The third quarterback and fourth
this
overall.
This list is invalid. Thank you.
Deemed invalid. Doesn't take any kind of tweet to know that. It's invalid. Fourth overall, third quarterback.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
So
who are you going to put on this list? Well, we start with Mahomes and then, no, we're not starting with Mahomes. He's the third best quarterback.
You know, there was a part of me that thought he would be 2, that Aaron Donald would be number 1, and you're still having the debate, but there are a lot of people that think Aaron Donald's the best player in football. Okay. Great.
But how can anybody other than Patrick Mahomes be considered the best?
And far and above the next defensive lineman, okay? Cool. So sure. I thought there was a chance he was going to be number 2. When I saw 4, I was shocked. I'm like, are you kidding me? This can't possibly be the case. But indeed, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, then Aaron Donald 3rd, and then Patrick Mahomes 4th.
What a scam.
So yeah, this list is definitely invalidated.
Yeah, it really is, Coach. Yeah.
I mean, like, Bill Self gets it.
Like if you're gonna roll out that list and you're going to have everybody vote on that list, and it comes back and Patrick Mahomes isn't the number one guy on that list, you got to go back to the drawing board and go, all right, we totally screwed this one up.
Fix this and tell Mahomes he gets the number one
spot. Here are the directions. You vote Patrick number one and then go two through 100.
Didn't they do it like we've told everybody to do their lists this offseason?
I just
love how universally it's like, hey, we asked all of the NFL players to vote on who they thought it was. Here's the list. No, you're wrong. We asked your opinion. You're wrong.
But they are. This is one where your opinion is wrong. If you don't think Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL, your opinion is wrong.
I mean, he didn't move from last year either. He won a Super Bowl, and everyone was like, nah, I don't care.
And there's no arguing that. Like,
that's where you're at.
He is the best player in the NFL, and it's not even close.
I don't even recall our reaction last year when he was fourth after the MVP 5,050 touchdown season.
I think after a rookie year where you do okay and fourth is pretty good.
Because it's weird, like, statistically speaking, his numbers weren't.
Because going forward, okay, as long as he's in the league, he's number one. And everybody else can fall in line after him. I don't care who you put at number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 99, 100. I don't care who it is. Number one has to be Patrick Mahomes. There's no bigger difference maker, game changer, guy who causes restless nights for everybody than Patrick Mahomes.
And I would have had Aaron Donald number two.
Yeah.
Not three.
And it's not that he's behind, like, say, Tyreek Hill with the speed and Aaron Donald. And he's behind two other quarterbacks as well? No. Sorry, man. That ain't flying on my watch.
They missed.
They need to reevaluate the way that they're doing this list.
I need to reevaluate driving after this Labatt.
It's good stuff, right? I'm telling you. Got about eight more in here if you want them.
I'm just going to go hang out in the parking lot of Target.
How you doing? Getting some up and up.
Go get some
Archer Farms.
Some up and up. Hand
doing
sanitizer.
A survey. Are you an up and up or an Archer Farms guy?
There is some.
Do you ever wonder why people pick Archer Farms over up and
like
up?
Seems like the perfect time
what
to sign off.
What is wrong with you, Brian?
That'll do it for us. If missed anything today, 610sports.com or via the radio.com app.
There.
Cody and Gold, come your way next. You're on 610 Sports Radio.
We're done.
And
I got to go. Bye.
Have a great day, Bobby. Thank you. Go Royals.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.